Well, she looks magnificent in the morning sun, doesn't she?
It's a great shot.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
This has been a big project. How many years for you has it taken up of your life?
Well, the whole project, 2.5, 3 years in total, so quite a long time, but it's nice to see it completed now.
Yeah. Now, what about, here we are with this new vessel over there. You've got to combine the needs of the business with design. I mean, Carol here, who's been on 30 cruises in the last 11 years, has said it's a bit like a block of flats on water, which you wouldn't want to hear as the designer, but that presumably is part of the problem, isn't it?
Well, she looks a lot better than some of the modern ships, I must say. I would hope Carol would agree with me there. But
she's nodding.
Of course, you've got to look at the economics. And sadly, the only way we can get the return on the investment is to build the ship up and basically put as many facilities as we can on. And that creates a more boxy ship.
So that's the only way is up. And at the end, at the stern, that's one of the things people want, a sea view. Therefore, that's why you have a more boxy rear end.
Yeah, the big difference between this Queen Elizabeth and the first one and also the QE2 is that she has a proliferation of balcony cabins, and that's what the market wants. It's what drives the market, and therefore that's why we have the particular stern on this ship, in order to maximise those balcony cabins.
And is this going to be the last ship you design for a few years, or are there going to be more to come?
No, there'll be more to come. We've just signed an order with Fincantieri, in fact, in the same yard where the Queen Elizabeth was built, for 2 Princess ships. So there, we're already starting the plan approval and the process of getting those ships underway. And no doubt, as the year progresses and into next year, we'll be looking at further ships as well.